Endava partners with Salt Edge to support open banking. Digital transformation, agile development, and intelligent automation services provider Endava has partnered with open banking platform Salt Edge. Form 3 to assist Klarna's European payments. UK-based cloud payment technology provider Form 3 has announced its assistance in Klarna's European payment capabilities with SEPA connectivity. Fabric partners with Bank Adel. European open finance company Fabric has partnered with Bank Adel in order to modernize the invoicing procedure for gift cards for the latter's CSE clients. MasterCard partners with Ariba. MasterCard has entered a strategic partnership with payments processor Ariba to modernize payment platforms for fintechs in the Middle East. Paystrax Fintech launches in the UK. Lithuania-based fintech Paystrax has launched in the UK after it received its payment institution license from the FCA earlier in 2023. Taulia partners with MasterCard. US-based Taulia has partnered with MasterCard in order to launch the Taulia Virtual Cards, a B2B payment solution for additional capital management benefits. Remitly expands collaboration with Visa. US-based remittance processor Remitly has announced that it expanded its collaboration with Visa to simplify cross-border money movement for its customers. Cash-free payments launches KYC Link. Cash-free payments has launched its KYC Link, a no-code verification service that is set to accelerate the digitalization process of Indian businesses. Capital Investments launches digital onboarding services powered by Codebase Technologies. Capital Investments, an investment arm of Capital Bank of Jordan, has partnered with Codebase Technologies to launch its digital onboarding services. Napier partners with 3S Money. Financial crime compliance RegTech Napier has partnered with 3S Money in order to provide its AML platform for protecting high-risk cross-border payments. Theta Ray partners with KnoxWire. Theta Ray has partnered with KnoxWire in order to implement its AI-based AML transaction monitoring and sanction screening for the latter's communication system. MasterCard gets green light for domestic payments processing in China. MasterCard has finally secured formal approval to begin domestic payment processing in China, enabling the US firm to issue yuan-denominated banks cards in the country. Credit Fintech Pedal seeks buyer, report. U.S. credit fintech Pedal has put itself up for sale amid Wall Street concerns about its ability to survive, according to Fortune. Loyal and Prepay Nation strike strategic alliance. Prepay Nation, a leading global B2B prepaid products marketplace renowned for pioneering cross-border transfers, has announced a strategic partnership with Loyal, an industry leader in applying blockchain technologies to supercharge loyalty and incentive programs. China Resources Bank and Giantech collaborate on supply chain finance. China Resources Bank has debuted two key components of its financial infrastructure innovation platform, a financial transaction cloud and a new supply chain finance platform built on ORIGIEN, the financial-grade digital infrastructure developed by digital transformation specialist Giantech. Form 3 and Klarna partner for European payments. Form 3, the cloud-native account-to-account platform, is delighted to announce it will be providing Klarna, the AI-powered payments network and shopping assistant, with SEPA connectivity to bolster its customer offering in Europe as part of its wider international growth strategy. Payment 24 acquires stake in Swiss tech firm. Payment 24, the global payments platform provider specializing in payment and loyalty solutions, announced today that it has invested in Switzerland-headquartered Energy24, a European-based technology service provider. Cash-free payment launches no-code verification service. Cash-free payments, India's leading payments and API banking company, announced the launch of KYC Link, India's first no-code verification solution for Indian businesses, marking a significant leap in simplifying digital identity verification for MSMEs, emerging and digitally transitioning sectors. Payhawk launches purchase order system. Today, Payhawk, the global spend management platform, announces the launch of its new purchase order system. Canada's Central One offers full ISO 20022 functionality. Central One, a leading financial services provider to Canada's credit unions and financial institutions, has achieved a major milestone on its payments modernization journey that brings new features and functionality to wire payments. ASX turns to Tata to replace CHESS system. The Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, is planning to turn to a third party to replace its aging clearing and settlement system. IPC adds European Derivatives Exchange to market data coverage. IPC, a leading provider of electronic trading, trading communications and as a service, infrastructure solutions, has added a European Derivatives Exchange to its expanding portfolio of connected exchanges and trading venues. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.